Every month we talk about what's happening under the umbrella of the Heart of West Michigan United Way. Lots of dollars invested and then put right back into the community. That's what we like to see and talk about. Us. So today we do just that and focus on one of the many tiers underneath the umbrella. Affordable housing important with special guests. Emily Schechtel, good to who have you here. Remind me of your extended title with United Way.
Sure. Good morning, Shelley. Senior Community Impact Manager.
You look like a senior.
I feel like it some days.
Right. Well, hang tight. Emily, thank you for the work, obviously, that is done with United Way. And let's get right into our conversation. We've talked in the past before about the affordable housing crisis, and I'll use that word lightly and ask you about that, how it's particularly affected families. I trust one of the things we haven't talked about before is the problem of chronic homelessness among single adults. So are we in a crisis? And let's turn the conversation to chronic.
Yes, absolutely. So in 2018, 10,000 people entered the homeless system in Kent County. And although nearly one third of them were children and adults and families that we know shelter space is very scarce. And while homeless families with young children naturally catch the public's attention and should, beneath that, the problem of chronic homelessness among single adults remains very high.
Yes.
Chronic homelessness is used to describe people who have experienced repeated episodes of homelessness or have been homeless for more than a year. People experiencing chronic homelessness often have complex and long-term health conditions such as mental health, substance use disorders, physical disabilities, or other medical conditions.
Yes. What is United Way doing to address this?
We are currently investing more than $1.2 million into the area of housing. If there is one constant in housing and homelessness crisis, it is that people are at different points in their life. And because of that, housing instability affects people very differently. Therefore, our funding addresses both the short-term emergency needs as well as creating long-term solutions. And then we realize in order to solve chronic homelessness, we need to partner with agencies who are committed to building relationships and working one-on-one with these individuals. And we are very, very proud to partner with Pine Rest Street Reach Team for the SOAR program.
Yes, and that is our special guest today. Welcome back to you, Victoria Sluga.
Mm-hmm.
And we introduce you
formally
as Pine Rest Street Reach Team Lead. So let's talk about the program, Street Reach and the SOAR program.
Well, good morning. SOAR is one of our programs with Street Reach, and SOAR stands for SSI, SSDI, Outreach, Access, and Recovery. And it's a national model whose objective is to help individuals secure Social Security benefits, and it really targets those individuals who are often chronically homeless and have a mental health disorder. We often see substance use linked with that, too. Our team connects with people through street outreach, engaging with those who live in encampments, sleeping in cars, and other places not meant for human habitation. We continue to do this work, rain or shine, severe heat or cold, so we're out there today. We are seeking out individuals who are experiencing homelessness and, like I said, have that mental health disorder. And we do this through engagement. Really, we're out there building relationships where we can link to resources. And again, it could be mental health resources, but often it's housing resources. It's connecting with benefits. It's food. It's really what the individual identifies that we can walk with them with at that moment, because it can often change. We literally meet people where they're at, and one of the tools that we have to literally end homelessness is to assist people in getting their Social Security income, because it allows them to have freedom of choice where they can move into a lot of different places and not just wait for a housing resource to come available.
Thank you for that. Working with this group can present unique challenges. So what are these challenges, and how do you work around it?
Well, imagine that you don't have a place to keep your belongings safe every night. No place to store your phone, medications, vital documents, and not a place that you can go and get your mail every day. Also, you don't know where your next meal is going to be. You wonder if you're going to be safe tonight. Trauma is a real big thing. I would say almost 100% of the folks we encounter have experienced trauma. Now imagine trying to apply for Social Security. If you are unable to get a call, get a piece of mail, you might just get denied because you weren't able to follow up and you don't know why. This leads to mistrust in the system. The process is complicated and hard to follow. And then there's the catch-22. If you have a chronic persistent mental health condition or a physical issue, it just adds a whole other layer to this. For SOAR, the SOAR case manager becomes that person's representative. The staff will meet the person to gather their story, collect all their medical evidence, and then really present a case, a whole big pile, it could be inches and inches long or thick, of medical records that then the team submits to Social Security and is really walking every step of the way with the client. This means, you know, the person's medical history, we're being able to track. So those other limitations are kind of taken away because our staff know where to find the person. The staff, the client knows where to find us. So
lack of trust in the system, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
This program's been proven, I know, to be very successful. So talk a little bit about your outcomes and, mm-hmm. and what success means to the individuals you are assisting.
Pine Rest has been very successful with their SOAR project. 68% of the applications that we've submitted are approved, and that's above the national average of 63%. And in 2017, in July, 39 cases have been completed as a result of the United Way funding. And also, legal aid will help us with any appeals that we have or any denials so that those individuals still have that support even if that case has been denied. Once the individual has income, they have a better chance of accessing housing. That's an obvious improvement in their life, and it also reduces the cost to the community and gives a boost to the local economy. That's money coming back in. Mm-hmm. For SOAR, a process that could take nearly 2.5 years and maybe end up with a denial ends up really being about 6 months, mm-hmm. that you at least have your first outcome.
Would you share a success story?
Yeah, I can think of a woman. This is her fictional name. Her name's Sue. We encountered her through our street outreach efforts. She had been experiencing chronic homelessness, I would say, for about 8 years. She lived on the streets of Grand Rapids, experienced numerous traumas. One day I came across, she came into her office because someone stole her shoes overnight. Mm-hmm. She had major depression, substance use disorder with alcohol, no income, isolated from family. She had 6 adult children, isolated from family, lived day to day, moment to moment. Our outreach team started to engage around those basic needs. We assisted her with getting her Social Security benefits, and then we linked her to our case management team where we offer psych and therapy, and that led to housing. She ended up re-engaging with her family. She started to heal. She gained stability, and she even got a cat.
I knew there'd be a good ending on that. Yes, thank you for that. Victoria Sluga, again, Pine Rest Street Reach team lead with us, along with Emily Schichtel, with the Heart of West Michigan United Way, sharing good stories and certainly how the Street Reach team works in our own backyard. Emily, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, so we always encourage people to donate to United Way's Community Grant Fund or volunteer with us. Go to our website, look around, and perhaps participate in our Bring the Basics collection drive that's taking place in early March. This will provide personal care items and cleaning supplies to several agencies working with homeless families and individuals. So if your company would like to host a collect part of the collection drive, you can contact our volunteer center at volunteergr.org.
Great. Say yes, companies. All right. Thank you, ladies, for the partnerships that are happening in our own backyard and you serving as getting the word out on behalf of the Heart of West Michigan United Way and Pine Rest Street Reach team lead. Have a great day.